was a night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The elves were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of overtime danced in their heads. Mrs. Claus and I donned our nightgowns and caps, and settled our brains for a pre-flight nap. When to the left from the workshop arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. To find a firm hand collide with my chest, that tore open her blouse to reveal her breasts. "Mrs. Claus," I said, "what in the world are you doing? It's getting late this Christmas Eve, and you're thinking of screwing? When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer.
On a long white cord made of pink silicone, I quickly looked round to be sure we were alone. I placed both of his hands on my breasts and said, "Squeeze," moaning a little, his cock hardening with ease.
As I pushed up against her, I looked down at her thigh, and to my delight, I noticed stockings pulled high. "Mrs. Claus," I said, "it's not what I meant by decorations."
"Is that a problem?"
she said. "No, just a pleasant observation. I suppose I can do with a lackluster chimney, as long as you're wearing something this skimpy. But I know what you like, Mrs. Claus, give it here. Turn around, bend over, and lift up your rear."
"I've been trying very hard. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Staying loyal, obedient, wearing my hair in curls. Oh, Santa baby," I said, "I've been an awful good girl."
"Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet and Cupid, on Donna and Blitzen. The entire string pushed in to the tip of the sleigh. I pushed the button underneath, vibrations away.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, I writhed, twisted, begged, and sighed. "More Santa, please," I cried, well, whimpered at best.
"My word, Mrs. Claus, you're making an awfully big mess." And then, in a twinkling, I heard near the door the tapping of feet sneaking across the workshop floor. As I drew on my head and was turning around, in the doorway peeked elves, trying not to make a sound. Mrs. Claus doesn't notice, she's far too distracted. But she likes to be watched, so she wouldn't have reacted. As I thrust harder and faster, she couldn't help the noise, slapping her ass, cranking the power on her toy.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry.
Her cheeks were like roses, pussy like a cherry.
He fucked me so hard, the books rattled on their shelves.
It could be tradition by now, fucking in front of the elves.
I heard the sound of his belt buckle. I tensed up, excited. When he struck it across my ass, I could feel he was delighted. But that wasn't enough. He grabbed a handful of my hair. "Oh, Santa," I cried. "You're getting me there."
It was getting quite late on that night before Christmas, but the world would wait till I was done with my missus, who was shouting and whining. Well behaved she was all but. "Oh, Mrs. Claus," I said, "you filthy little slut."
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled up my pussy with barely a smirk. I collapsed, feeling spent by both Santa and my toy. Santa's first stop tonight in spreading Christmas joy. He slowly pulled out, to our audience gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as the elves ran out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all,
and to all a good night.